Shalom uvracha to everybody. This week's parsha is Parshas Noach. Of course, the basic story of Parshas Noach we are all very familiar with. It begins in Perek Vav, Pasuk Tes. The world is filled with corruption, thievery, has ascended, the sins of the generation have ascended before God. Noach is a righteous man, pure. He walks with God in his generation. And therefore, Hashem is going to save Noach and destroy the entire world. Noach, his wife, Na'ama, Shem, Cham, Yafas, and their three wives will be saved. They will rebuild the world after the deluge that will inundate and destroy the whole entire world. I want to speak specifically about one command in the command to Noach, Rashi, and then offer a chiddush to share with you that I think is very, very relevant, as Hashem min yani diyoma. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Noach. Ela told us Noach, Noach ish sadik tamim haya bederashav, esel ki mishalich Noach. These are the offspring of Noach. Noach was a man, he was righteous, he was pure in his generation, Noach walked with God, and Noach had three sons, Eshem, Eshcham, Ves, Yafes, Vatisha chesa arz of Neelkim, and the earth had been corrupt before God, Vatimala arz chamas. The earth, the land, was filled with chamas. Lo nechta gzardinam ala ala gazo, says Rashi. Their fate was sealed because of thievery. Vayar lukim es aretz, and Hashem saw the earth, vihine nishchasa, and behold, it was completely corrupt. Ki hishchis kol basar stark ala arts, because all flesh has corrupted its way on earth. Vayomer lukim the Noach. And therefore God says to Noach, Kates called Basar Balafanai, the end of all flesh has come before me. Kimala ha'ards chamas mupnei, because the earth is filled with robbery through them, thievery. Vehinini mashchisa mesarts, and behold, I'm going to destroy the earth. So before even telling Noach anything about what Noach's role is, God says, I'm destroying everything. And then the first words that Hashem says to Noach, after he tells him the earth is completely corrupt, I'm going to destroy the world. Asei lecha tevas atzei gofer. You should make for yourself an ark of gopher wood. Kinim tasa sateva, make it with different compartments. The chafar to osumi baisumi chutzba kofer, and you should cover it on the inside and the outside with tar and with pitch so that it should be safe from the water. So it's very, very interesting. When we learn Chumash, what we have to know is not only that every topic is significant, not only every word is significant, not only every letter is significant, but juxtaposition of topics are very important. So let's look at these two psukim here. We're in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel and Pasuk Yud Dalet. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hinidi mashchisam es ha'aretz. The world is about to be totally destroyed, obliterated, washed away. There's not going to be anything left. Even says Rashi to Pasuk Yud Gimel, es ha'aretz means im ha'aretz. The destruction will include the earth. Excuse me. Sha'af shlosha tfachim sha'omek ha'machresha, even three tfachim of soil of the depth of the plow, i.e., the depth that the plow digs into, the first three tefachim of earth, nimochu, will also be dissolved, v'nitash tishu, and will be washed away. So not only will all of mankind be washed away, all of animal life that doesn't enter into the teva, the soil itself is going to be destroyed. And what is the first thing that Hashem says to Noach about his role? And the very first words after Vihini Mashchisa Mesa Arts, we're told there will be utter destruction. Asei Vecha Tevas. You shall make for yourself an ark. So Rashi says, famous kasha, famous answer of Rashi, Perek Vav Pasuk Yud Dalet, Asei Vecha Tovas. So Rashi says, Harbei Revach Vatzalafanim. God has many ways of affecting salvation. Hashem could have sent a helicopter. I know you're smiling, but Hashem could do whatever he wants. Hashem could have sent a helicopter. Hashem could have taken Noach up to Shemayim. Hashem could have killed everything out and not destroyed Noach. Habei revach v'hatzal afanim. God has many ways to bring deliverance and salvation. V'lama hi tricho b'vinyan zeh. Why did Hashem make Noach bima triach to build a teva? Listen, Hashem could have brought down an ark from Shemayim and said to Noach, go into the ark. Why did Noach have to be matriach to build? So Rashi answers as follows. Of course, Rashi is quoting the Medrash, Medrash Tanchum, and Medrash Bereishis Rabbah. K'dei sheyuru anshei dor hamabo oseg ba. So the people of the generation of the flood would see Noach busy building this ark, of Eshem Shana, 120 years. V'shol v'noso, they would ask him, Mazos decha, what are you doing? V'hu omar lam, and he would say to them, Asi to Kodesh Baruch Hu, l'havim ma'bil olam. He would say to them, in the future, God is bringing a flood to the world. Therefore, I'm building an ark. Therefore, they would maybe be led to repentance, and Hashem would not need to destroy the earth. So, According to this pshat, Noach was tasked with building the ark so that he should be really the first cure of personality. He'll bring everybody back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It didn't work. The people did not repent. Noach entered the tave with his family and everyone was washed away. But I want to suggest something different. We know that Torah is completely timeless and relevant in every single generation. And it always comes to teach us a lesson. And I was thinking to myself, Parshas Bereishis, Noach, Lech Lecha, Tavshin Pehe. We are in year 2. It's October 7, 2023, Simchas Torah Shmini Atzeres 5784. And what we see before us is a lot of destruction. What Klal Yisrael has seen over this past year is unprecedented destruction since the days of the Shoah, the decades of the Shoah. In fact, at the time of this recording, I was actually speaking to my son who was in his gap year program in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael. And he told me that after Sukkot, the yeshiva was supposed to be taking the boys to do the Yam L'Yam, the hike in the north, Yam L'Yam, where they start at the Kinneret and end at the Mediterranean. And my son said that the yeshiva told them they're not doing Yam L'Yam, both because of the mats of the war in the north, the rockets, the war, but also my son said the yeshiva said the path has been burned, it's destroyed. Hashem Yerachem, Aleinu V'al Arzenu V'al Amenu. Hashem should have mercy on his children, his nation, and his beautiful land because of the thousands of rockets, upwards of 7,000, 8,000 rockets that Hezbollah, Yimach Shemam V'Zicham, has sent since October 7, 2023. The yeshiva told the boys the path of Yam L'Yam is all burned out. I don't know entirely, but tremendous portions of it are burned and they can't do the hike anymore. Klal Yisrael is seeing a time of great destruction. What is the Torah approach when a tzaddik sees destruction in front of him? Asei lecha tivas. I think it's just so profound. I really never thought of this before. It just shows you how our psyche, our outlook, our worldview is always influenced by Torah. And before this year, I really never had this aura. Never thought of this chiddush. Why the juxtaposition? Hinini mashchisam esa aretz. Behold, I am about to destroy everything. All people, all animal life, three tefachim of earth. What is your role, Noach? You are an ish, you are a tzaddik, you are tamim, you walk with God. What is your role? Asei lecha tevas. I'm not going to give you the teva ready made. I'm not going to bring it down from Shemaim. It's true, harbei revech v'atzal lefanai. It's true, I have many ways of delivering salvation. But what does an Eved Hashem have to know when facing destruction? Binyan Zeh, your role is to rebuild. Why does God destroy? We don't know. If I knew the answer to that question, I'd probably be the richest man on earth. But no mortal knows the answer to that question. Kilo yirani ha'adam v'chai. Moshe Rabbeinu himself said, Maseches Brachos Zayin Amud Aleph. Lama yish tzadik v'tov lo tzadik v'ralo. Rasha v'tov lo rasha v'ralo. Kosh Baruch Hu, Moshe says. Why is there a righteous person and he prospers? A righteous person and he suffers. Why is there a wicked person and he suffers? A wicked person and he prospers. I don't understand your world, said Moshe Rabbeinu. Brachos Zayin Amud Aleph. Kosh Baruch Hu said, I know you don't understand. In Olam Haza, there's no answers. Kilo yirani ha'adam v'chai. Rav Salvechik, Zecher Tzadik Levrachon, is called Odido Fake, 1956. His essay that was a response to the suffering of the Holocaust and the establishment of the State of Israel. By the way, if you haven't learned it, I highly recommend. Rav Salvechik says in his called Odido Fake that this world, it's towards the beginning of his essay of called Odido Fake. This world is like a rug, R-U-G, a tapestry, a beautiful tapestry that an artist constructs. Balamaisa, this world is looking at the back of the tapestry, not the front. The front is the whole artwork revealed in all of its glorious detail. Everything makes sense when you look at it from the front. The colors are perfect. The design is perfect. The pattern, the weave, it's the most beautiful thing you ever saw. That's the back of the tapestry. It's knotted. There's strings hanging down. The color doesn't look the same. It looks like such a mess. The tapestry is there. But it's messy. It's the back of the rug. This world, says the Rav, is the back of the rug. Kido yirani adam v'chai. Why is there so much destruction in this world? Why do tzaddikim suffer so much? We don't know. Every question we can ask, what can I learn from this? Where shall I go to learn the answers? From whom shall I learn? How can I ennoble myself? Where does Hashem want me to put my kochos? How can I be a better person? What can I do to better Klal Yisrael? How can I be more committed to Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael Medina Yisrael? The question of why does not have an answer. However, what is the response of an Eved Hashem when facing destruction? Asay the Chatevis. This is the first thing Hashem told Noach his role was. The first thing Hashem says to Noach is everything's going to be destroyed. You're going to be living in a time of great Chorban. What's your task? If you are an Ish, you are a Tzaddik, you are Tamim, you are as Elokim is Halich Noach. You have one task. Asay lecha tovas. And maybe this is how we can answer a different answer. The Medrash is Torasso Moshe Emes v'Sorasso Emes, Torasso Bechtav, Torasso Ba'peh. Obviously the Medrash is Emes la'amito. But we can offer a suggestion based on our national experience of this past year. God has many ways of bringing Ravach and Hatzalah, deliverance and salvation. Why did he matriach Noach bevinyon zeh? Harbe Ravach v'Hatzalah lefanav v'lama hitricho bevinyon zeh? Why did God task Noach with this huge job of building this teva? Because when facing destruction, the responsibility, the task, the privilege, and the tafkid of an Eved Hashem is to build. Hashem does his part. Rabbitson Kanievsky Hashem used to say, Darach Hashem kulam tovim velo kulam mevunim. Ways of Hashem are always good, but they're totally not understood. We have to do our part. Asok atabi adech, Hashem said to Moshe when he was building the Mishkan. Asay lechativas. The proper response to Churban is Binyan. And is this not the story of Klal Yisrael? Midor v'dor, b'chol dor v'dor, amdim aleinu l'chaliseinu. But it's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzim leinu miyadim. We must be partners. We must be mishtadiv with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in ensuring that redemption. The ultimate building, I come from four Holocaust survivor grandparents who built the state of Israel. The refugees who had to flee the Arab lands. And those who had to flee Churban Europa. From the greatest Churban comes the most greatest Binyan. And I think this is, I never thought of it before, Mamish. Baruch Bakeach Ivrim Ata Chonin La'adam Das. In light of the year that we have had, it's such a powerful, moving into the second year since October 7, 2023, Simchas Torah Shmini Atzeres 5784. It's a powerful chizuk for all of us. Klal Yisrael has faced destruction so many times. Asay lechativas. What's the answer? Hitricho bevinyon zeh. I will be matriach you to do this building so you could leave a musarvar for all the generations. That when we face destruction, we build. Now, just to clarify, if you're thinking about this, it's true. Noach was not the first Jew, but public service announcement, Avram wasn't a Jew either. There was no such thing as a Yehudi, so to speak, until Matan Torah and mass conversion. But Noach was the father of Shem. Shem is the great-great-great-grandfather of Avraham Avinu. And this is an imprint that Noach left and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us. When we face Churban, we daven that there should not be Churban. We beseech the HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Midas HaRachamim. We daven that he should be Vinyan Shalem Yerushalayim Ircha. But Lamaisha, until that great day comes, it is our responsibility, our tafkid, that even when we face a Churban, Hashem should give us the kochos to be matriach bebinyan, to rebuild Klal Yisrael, to rebuild the world, to rebuild Am Yisrael, to rebuild Eretz Yisrael, Medina Yisrael, al biyako al tzada, kol tov, thank you so much to all. I wish everybody besuras tovos, a wonderful week, Be'ezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.